B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show. We're going to decide the champion of the world famous Field 64. Nat is still with us this week.
Yes, I'm here.
Hanging out at home. How you doing there, Nat?
I'm good.
How you doing? As far as like staying home.
It stinks. I wish I was in there with you guys, but I know that this is for the best. It's okay. It's so nice out. That makes it even harder. It was easier yesterday when it was like rainy.
Yes.
You know?
And yeah, you know, I think I broke your heart yesterday.
Why?
When I said that I didn't need you for the wine shipment.
Oh, yeah.
I know you wanted to get out. You were itching to get out. But the wine actually arrived, believe it or not, when I was home in the morning.
Well, I'm glad it got there.
A stunning
safely.
Upset, by the way. It's never happened to me ever.
It was like Columba.
Yes.
It's been okay. I've been going for walks and runs and stuff, so it's been all right. It just stinks that like that's the extent of it.
It's going to rain Saturday and Sunday, if that helps people at all.
It does. It'll help a lot of us who are in the situation. I mean, everybody's in the situation, and it's hard to not to go stir crazy, but...
I'm so desperate. I'm like making food that like I just my mind is like going crazy. I made a big pot this morning, which started actually last night because this is the prep work. Shkarol and beans.
What
is a shkarol and beans?
What
is
that?
Like an Italian thing, but it's like a shkarol is spelled escarole.
Yeah.
It's a green, but Italians they always shorten it or like. They bastardize the word that's, you know, they make it shorter. So it turns into, escarole turns into shkarol.
Ah.
So, yes. So I get these dry beans that you have to soak overnight. And then, like a cannelli bean.
Yeah.
And then you soak it, and then you have to cook it three different ways. Like, you have to cook the shkarol first, and then while the beans are going, and then you commingle both things. But it takes, like, several hours to make this dish, which I would normally never do. But tonight, I got home, I got some shkarol and beans.
Look at
Sounds
you.
Great. Yeah. My plan this weekend is I'm finally going to make the French onion soup, but I'm going to caramelize the onions, which is going to take a large chunk of time.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. That's worth it. But you get the caramelized on it.
Yeah, so you have to stand there and stir them.
Yeah.
And I plan on, you know, stirring for hours.
There you go. Now, Tyrone, the shkarol and beans is a completely veg dish.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That'd be pretty good.
I got fresh bay leaves, fresh rosemary, fresh oregano, like not, you know, fresh.
Stuff. Like fresh right from the green grocery.
Exactly.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's what I'm doing to amuse myself.
That's going
to
be good. I'm going to tonight. I've got to figure out. My wife was texting me which local place we're going to support because we've been cooking during the week.
Uh huh. So you're going to take out tonight?
Yeah, figure out which local place to try to support. Been trying to take care of people as much as we can. You know.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's been tough.
All right, let's go Ryan in Springfield. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, I'm just getting home from work. Say hi to Tyrone, Nat, Brian.
So you're still going to work? Still go out and about?
Yeah, well, I work for a utility company.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm,
yeah, you guys are essential. Really?
Yeah, so we're still out making sure there's
water, good. That's good power. Stuff. You're doing good stuff.
Yeah. So just wanted to say Villanova wasn't the only team that Brian carried for a little while there, too. Some of those Eagles games, man.
Yeah, Brian was a great player, and we feel privileged to have him on, Tyrone, right? Even though we jive him, we feel privileged to have B West on with
us
every Friday.
A great player coming on, and a good guy.
Yes.
So I agree with you, Mike, about the draft. Not just for the people, but you know that's part of it. But I don't see how it's unfair because everyone's in the same boat. So I don't see how it's unfair to any of the GMs of the teams. They're all, none of them can do what they want to do. So it's an even playing field.
Exactly. I mean, that's one of the reasons. Now, I think we're a little more concerned here because we don't really trust the Eagles selection process. So that's at the root of this whole thing. We don't trust them. They need every day they can get, you know. But,
yeah, but
you know,
they make the bad picks even when they have
exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Listen, you got enough info. You got film. You got the combine. You got chats and talk with the coaches. It's fine.
I don't know. But I do have a bone to pick about the Colombo situation, and I'm a young guy. I never even watched Colombo, but an upset's an upset, man. And not only that, but it was twice you overturned it. It was twice upset.
Yes, but see, here's what we did. We got two old school guys. Now, a number one seed deserves every consideration. Not everybody deserves the same consideration. The number one seed, like the Wire, just went down, right? It lost to a decent seed. So we got no problem with that. When a 13 beats a 1 and it's and you sense that it's an older school selector, then we have to take precautions to get it completely right.
But that's why they play the games, Mike. It's like Villanova, Georgetown, but you're not.
Because when you get deep into the tournament, those upsets don't really happen. They happen early on. In the first round, maybe the second. You get to the Elite Eight, they're not. So we want to make this as fair as possible. And that's why we threw it out to the public. I didn't reverse it myself. I threw it out to the public. If the public came back with the information that, you know, you should still stay with Columbus, we would have done it. We gave every level of fairness to it. And in the end, we got a better matchup.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know you're trying to save the better matchups for later, but, you know, the public, sometimes the team that everyone wants to win loses. You know,
I got you. There are many factors. Now, I'm going to give you a game here, all right? So okay. We're in the sitcoms. Now, you have the responsibility of deciding the last Final Four game. So it's the sitcom upper left-hand quadrant, Seinfeld versus The Office.
Oh, man. I appreciate both of those shows a lot. I'm not a huge fan of either of them, but just for the gravity of the show and what it meant, it was the biggest show for a long time. I guess I have to go with Seinfeld.
All right. Seinfeld survived. So number one seed gets into the Final Four. Now, let me just explain a little further on the Breaking Bad situation. There are many factors. Not only were they one number one seed, many people consider that show to be one of the top three shows ever. I don't, personally, but many do. I realize it's a top five show, maybe not three. So, with that going for it, and a number one seed, and the fact that we had two older school guys pick Columbo, I thought the only fair thing to do was put it out to the public.
Yeah, I can see both sides of it. Because it did lose twice.
It did, but it lost twice to two older school dudes who I think were protecting their turf.
Yeah.
And I sensed the protection of the turf instead of an objective analysis.
Well, that guy who picked Game of Thrones over the Wire, he was just young and young.
Yeah, but again, what
and that was a one seed of the Wire.
But
the people are up in arms about that. They're up in arms.
Well, they are up in arms. But it lost to a 3. It wasn't the same circumstance as a 13 beating a 1.
No, it wasn't. So the Final Four is set, and I feel great about 75% of it.
I'm not happy about The Wire losing. I got to suck it up.
No, that's not the part. I can live with that. The Breaking Bad is I now hope that Breaking Bad loses. I'm actively rooting against Breaking Bad now.
All right. So as a memorial service for The Wire, I'm going to pay tribute to The Wire by naming what I think are the top five coolest characters in The Wire.
All right.
So number one is Omar.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Number two is Bunk.
Bunk, you have number two. Now, who you have number three?
Number three is Bodie.
All right.
Are we good so far?
Yeah, we're good.
Number four is Weebay.
Oh,
Weebay was cooler than Cole. Weebay, when they arrested him, what was the first thing he said? Yeah, they arrested him. They found him in Philly.
Yeah, I don't remember what he said.
They arrested him. What did they do to get him out of the house?
I don't remember.
They busted his window of his car. So he got out, and they handcuffed him, and the only thing you think about, oh, man, why you got missing my ride?
Yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch it. Go ahead.
So there you go. That's four for WeeBay. And number five, season five, the newspaper editor, Gus.
He was very good.
Totally cool.
That was a good character.
All right, so that's my memorial tribute to The Wire.
All right, now what are the final four matchups?
The final four matchups are set. In the sitcoms, number one seed Seinfeld, number three seed Simpsons.
Look at that.
In the drama side, Game of Thrones, a 3 versus a 1, Breaking Bad. So we have a 3 versus a 1 in both Final Fours. Wow. Until we get to a championship game.
Wow. I honestly don't know who's going to win.
I don't know either.
I have no idea who's going to win.
The people know, though. Keon in Upper Darby, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Keon.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Keon?
I'm a big fan of all three of you guys. You put together very, very well.
Thanks, bud.
All right, I got 3 points, Mike. I'm not a TV guy, so I'm not going to be able to help you, I don't think, with the shows. But first, do you think the Eagles need a big back, maybe a goal line back? Is that something they're going to
do? Yeah, they're going to get another back. They'll probably draft one.
Okay, I was thinking about that. And as you and Tyrone's debate about face-to-face meeting necessity,
yes,
had me thinking about the story of a different sport, the Sixers. Jerry Colangelo liked everything he saw about Markelle Fultz's stats, video, and everything. When it came face-to-face, they said he couldn't make a jump shot. The workout was terrible, but Jerry Colangelo drafted him anyhow. Is that story true?
His jump shot, though, wasn't broken like with the shoulder thing where his jump shot looked, yeah, he looked good, and then he played in summer league and made a lot of jump shots.
Okay.
So it wasn't, you know, when you look at a jump shot, I don't remember whether it was a bad workout and he didn't make any shots, but what it didn't look like was what it looked like after with that mysterious shoulder thing came his way.
Okay, because I heard his workout was terrible. And the last thing is, do you think the draft will get some all-time ratings?
Yes. Yes, it will. And see, that's another factor, right? The NFL knows that's going to happen. What's that mean to them? Cashola.
Okay. Great talking to you, Mike.
All right, Keon. You got it, buddy. Let's go to Mike in West Palm Beach. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I am so deflated about The Wire losing. Even though I'm a Game of Thrones fan. Mike, you got me 6 years ago after hearing you talk about The Wire for over and over and over again. I thought I had to watch it. It's my favorite show ever.
It is.
I had to call in and get my influence in the tournament, but now, geez, The Wire goes down.
It's not a disgrace that lost to Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones was hugely popular, and it was the show that everybody talked about for a significant amount of years.
Absolutely.
Wire,
I'm
was the last season
fan.
Of Wire? 2006? Is that when The Wire stopped?
Yeah, I think 2006, yeah, 2005,
so
2006.
So the people that were in on the jump with The Wire know it. But this there's a generation gap of, like, there's a lot of people in this generation that haven't seen the 2008. All right. And then, you know, a lot of people in our demo, like from 25 to 35, probably have never seen The Wire.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I recommend that you go back, especially now, on demand The Wire. I mean, you have no excuse now.
Well, I've seen it 4 times through. I watch it every year, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, you guys, I listen to you guys every day. And I've been down here in West Palm Beach for 2 years now. And, you know, you guys keep me close to home. And it's awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And the draft, I agree with you. I think it has to go on, especially now. We need something as a country to bring it together. You know, something.
We need some kind of live sport, and that's not really a sport, but it is sports being televised live. Like we can't. Like these reruns are making me nuts. I can't take them anymore.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Thanks, Mike. Right. Enjoy your weather down in West Palm, where it's like 85.
Yeah, I don't need the draft. I need a draft eventually. I don't need it right now. I don't need it April 23rd. That won't do anything for me.
Oh, that's, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm thinking about, well, I don't have to, all I need to know is who they pick. I may boycott it.
What is that going to do? Makes boycott it. What's that going to do? Give me satisfaction?
If I watch it, then that means I'm co-signing something I'm against.
Uh-huh.
All I really need to know is who they pick, where they came from, how they were rated. I can find all that out online without physically watching. If they keep it as is, I'm out. I'll probably do some counter-programming online or something for people out there.
Well, watch The Wire again, because apparently you haven't seen it enough.
I only watched it one time through.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, damn, bro.
It's hard to digest some. It was a heavy show for me. The rewatchability wasn't high for me.
Really?
Because I thought it was heavy. It's dark.
Well, it is, but it varies from season to season. It goes into so many interesting, different sociological areas, but even politics and schools.
I did the same thing with The Sopranos. One time through, and then an episode here.
I watch the show because of the great dialogue. The dialogue in The Wire is like I was talking about Succession, this new show.
Yeah,
The Succession is close. The Wire's dialogue is incomparable.
Yeah,
it's just brilliantly written. But Succession is kind of close in my mind for writing wise.
Yeah, but what I mean is a show like Law and Order for me, or Law and Order SVU, my favorite.
Yeah.
Has a lot of rewatchability. Even though it's not a great show.
Yeah, I get it.
The Wire, to me, is not something that's leisure for me.
Well, it's not. But it's so interesting. That's what makes it more watchable. It's not. It might not be leisure. It's just compelling and deep. And
it's weird. It's like a movie like.
I think if you watch it again, you'll get a completely different appreciation.
Probably. Because I know, like. The Godfather, for me, I can rewatch, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other movies that I think are great movies that I don't rewatch.
I got you. Now, see, this is the thing. I can't do this byplay with you because when the guy said, I watch it over again. I'm thinking, if you watch it over again, the first scene in The Wire, like I can ask you about the first scene and go, what started off the whole thing? What was the first scene in The Wire? Like when you first put on The Wire, here comes this scene, boom.
Yeah, I have to rewatch it to remember all that.
And now I'll jog your memory. Here it is. Dead guy in the street.
Yeah.
Dead. Police surrounding the body a whole bit.
Yeah.
McNulty, the detective, tries to get some info. And he cozies up to a neighborhood dude on the stoop.
Right, but it doesn't work, right?
No, but then he goes, what was his name?
Oh, what was his name? That the guy was doing snitching. Wasn't doing no telling.
No, the guy.
I don't remember his name.
No, the guy that got killed for his what he did.
Yeah,
he would steal money from a crap game.
Mm-hmm.
He would stand over while everybody was throwing dice, and all of a sudden he would make a grab and a getaway.
Yeah,
and so finally he did that so many times that they just killed him.
Right,
well, but the guy's name was
I don't remember his name.
Snot Boogie.
I did remember
and
that.
And McNulty goes, what? His name was what? Hey, Snot Boogie. He goes, what? He goes, I don't know why. He goes, wait, let me get this straight. This dude, one time in the neighborhood, wiped his nose with his arm, and from that moment on, you guys called him Snot Boogie? He goes, yeah.
I'm going to rewatch
it. And that's the first scene. And you go, oh my God, this show's going to be interesting.
I'll have time. But first thing, I got to watch this Tiger show and then The Wire.
Well, listen, man. You watch the Tiger show, I think I'm out. The rest of that.
I haven't watched any yet.
It's got John in Newcastle. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Snot Boogie.
Snot Boogie went down. First killing in The Wire. Boom.
I'll tell you a great story about The Wire. My brother-in-law was the biggest Wire fan, and he's a big-time lawyer, so a lot of his friends have money. So there was a charity auction down in Baltimore, and his friends knew how much he liked The Wire. So in his office at home, it's the mayor's chair.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, this guy bought him at an auction, like the mayor's chair. So he's always so proud he has
the political corruptness in a big city is so interesting. Like, it happens in every big city. And in Baltimore, it was more corrupt than anything.
Absolutely. I just want to thank you three for keeping this going. I work in a hospital. I tape you every day. I try to get on when I can. And it's just great, man. It's, you guys are keeping it light, keeping it funny. The Field of 64 is awesome. And it it's keeping a lot of people going.
I really appreciate that, John. And so as a tribute to you, you're going to get a Final Four game to select.
Oh, my.
All right, now, I'm going to give you the choice. You want to go sitcoms, you want to go dramas. It's up to you.
I don't want to go drama because Tyrone would hate me. So I'll go sitcoms.
Okay, so you look like a Game of Thrones guy. All right, so no, either or. Tyrone hates both of those shows. All right, so here we go. Let's go sitcom. Number one seed still survived. It's Seinfeld versus the three seed Simpsons.
You know, this is incredible because these are two shows that I grew up on and I watch all the time and I watch reruns and I watch Seinfeld all the time, quoted with my friends, and it's a great, great, great show. But for me, I still put The Simpsons on and laugh like a child, and the brilliance and the length of that show, I'm going to go with The Simpsons.
Oh, my! Number one seed has been defeated in the Final Four game.
Wow. How you guys doing?
That's horrendous.
Listen, my two shows, my two favorite shows are out. Like, the two shows that I really heavily endorse are now out.
Yeah.
And I got to sit there and take it. Because apparently, in this game, Kristen Lehner and Grant Hill went off and they beat UNLV.
Yeah, I am.
I don't know. Can I say?
The last 8 years of The Simpsons have not been good. They've been on, like, TV still. They're an institution. Yes. Seinfeld was never bad.
I don't have any familiarity with The Simpsons, so I can't even comment. I've never watched an episode.
go ahead, man.
See, I feel like, and I enjoy both shows. I do. I like Seinfeld. I like The Simpsons. I think that Seinfeld, you have to have a certain sense of humor to completely understand.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, and I think
more sophisticated. if you're a dirt-to-dirt, Seinfeld will go right over your head.
But I think The Simpsons can appeal to have more of like a mass appeal than Seinfeld does.
I'm fine with it. A lot of people rave about The Simpsons. It's not my style.
Seinfeld.
So I don't go there.
Beat The Simpsons in the ratings every year when they were together. Yeah. More people watched Seinfeld than The Simpsons.
Hey, listen, the guy.
A lot of people don't watch
cartoons. The guy was legit. He said he watched both shows, and he watches both shows reruns. Yeah. So it was an informed selection.
It is what
went
it is.
Simpsons.
And now I'm at the point where who cares who wins?
Well, come on, man. You can't take it personally.
I was invested.
You know, it's supposed to be fun.
It was fun. we had a good run. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
All right, so there's one game left in the Final Four, and that's the drama game. Which is the nightcap.
Yeah.
Jim Nance and Clark Kellogg.
Yeah.
Been doing that game. Game of Thrones versus Breaking Bad for a spot in a national championship game.
There you go.
We are back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is time for our final Twitter poll. And that, of course, is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Get your lawnmower at zero turn or any of your small engine tools up and running again in time for spring. Paul B. Moyer and Sons online parts warehouse is open. Visit poweredbymoyer.com today. And I must say, this Twitter poll has made us all feel a little bit more fuzzy.
Yes.
So, Natalie, what we have here.
All right, Mike, we have over 1,100 votes on this one. Another week, another check-in. Are you getting along with your significant other? 79% say yes, 21% say no.
All right. So, okay, it's good. 2 weeks in, it's increased from last week. Maybe conversation now. You're seeing some different sides of each other. And the conversation is bonding you.
It is. Unlike my dog right now.
What is that? Is your dog growling in the background?
You should have heard during the commercial break.
Well, what's going on?
I was afraid we wouldn't be able to complete the segment.
What's she growling at?
She's growling at me. She wants, I guess
attention?
Because I'm, yeah, well, I'm sitting in the same chair, you know, for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, of course, she has to boss me around, and I think she's sick of it, and now she wants to play. So, I tried to put her in my room. She was, like, attacking the door. She's getting, you know, she's...
Does she have a toy?
Yeah.
Yeah. A squeaky toy or something?
Well, she's, that's what I'm currently battling her for it.
That's hysterical. Let's go to Mike in Long Island. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, Mikey?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, man. It's a little lonely up here and a little weird, you know?
In Long Island. I can imagine. Yeah. A little isolated up there, huh?
Absolutely, man. I'm all by myself. I grew up in Delco, so I moved up here like 4 years ago, and it's kind of like crazy, man.
Wow, what did you do? You work in the city?
No, I work out in Long Island, and I work for a manufacturer, so, we're trying to, I'm working from home right now, but we're trying to, trying to figure out, if there's a way we can try to help out, you know, as a manufacturer, you know what I mean?
Yes, what Michael Rubin did, turning his Fanatics plant into a plant that's making masks now.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, we make dental supply equipment, but there's no reason why we can't try to figure out something to help out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good that you're thinking about that.
Yeah. This is the first time I'm calling in, man. I've been listening to you for like 10 years, dude. Like, you guys are great. Like, this combination of you three is amazing, man. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
I love the bracket. The bracket's amazing. I'm a little disturbed that Curb went out so early. That bothers me a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's Curb's in this show, so we all like it, but it was up against a higher seed, so we can't complain.
Yeah, I hear you. So I was just kind of like, I'm a 5 for 5 kind of guy up here in Long Island. Like, I get a lot of crap for it.
Yeah.
I roll in to, watch Flyers games and Eagles games.
What's the fifth team? You're a 5 for 5 guy.
Union, of course.
Oh, you got the Union as your fifth.
Right. Yeah, I grew up watching soccer and English League, Premier League stuff. So I kind of love soccer. So
right. I got you.
But it's a little crazy up here. Like, I've been isolated for a couple weeks. Thank God, my company overreacted and sent us home a couple weeks early. So that was good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think that we can look at this as an overreaction anymore. Well, listen, man,
absolutely.
You take care up there and, you know, amuse yourself as much as you can.
One quick question.
Yes, sir.
Can I, wide receivers coming up in the draft, is there any way we can get, what's his name? The third.
Henry Ruggs the third.
Yeah. Yes, is there any way?
Yes.
Is that possible?
If they trade up to at least 15, they can get him. Otherwise, at 21, no.
That's a good call, though. What about Justin? What's his name?
He will be there at 21.
Do you like him?
I like him, not as much as Ruggs.
Yeah, I agree. We need speed, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right,
buddy. Well, I'm glad. It was nice talking to you, man. And good luck. Be safe out there, man.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck to you as well. And thanks for checking in from Long Island. Where I guess you could take a walk on the beach. Right? To the beach, take a walk.
He's not close to the beach.
No? You know, it can't be that far of a drive to hit water where he is.
It's an expensive beach out on the island.
Yeah, but there's nobody there. You just show up.
Man,
nah.
I think
he's just one guy showing up.
I think they closed those beaches.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. You're making 7 figures. I don't want you at the beach.
Let's go to Mo in West Philly. Mo, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mo.
Mike, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Mo? How are you?
Oh, man, nice show y'all doing, man. Tyrone, man, this is the best show you ever did, man. You had all the energy today, man. I'm loving it. Hey, Mike, what do you think about the Eagles getting Sammy Watkins, man?
You know, that was being whispered. It was whispered, but it's not true. No, it's like a rumor. Not true.
Okay. I just wanted to hear your opinion on that. And can I play that game?
Yes, you can, because we're going to a break. So you decide the last team that is in the national championship game. Can you handle this, Mo?
Sure, man. Sure.
All right, Mo, here we go. Game of Thrones versus Breaking Bad.
Game of Thrones versus Breaking Bad. I have to go with Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad has gone to the national championship game. Tyrone, that's a tough game for you because you don't like either.
Well,
but I think you're a little happier that Game of Thrones is not playing for the national championship.
I am, but at the same time, Breaking Bad lost twice, so I am now actively throughout the commercial break going to be campaigning for the Simpsons to win the whole thing.
For an animated show to win the whole thing.
Why not? With legacy, if it beat the best show on the list, which is Seinfeld.
Let's congratulate Game of Thrones for a great tournament.
Because ultimately it
defeated Homicide, Life on the Street in round one. It beat Roots it beat Buffy the Vampire Slayer in round two, and then it disposed of Roots in round three, and then in the biggest upset, probably the tournament, Game of Thrones took out The Wire. It's like Omar getting shot.
You know what I think it was is the little girl on Game of Thrones got hot from three.
Is that what it was?
They didn't respect her, and by the time they started digging her up, she had confidence. Ended up dropping a 40 spot on The Wire.
The little girl.
Mm-hmm. Omar. She made it at the game winning three. She was rolling.
Yeah, what was her name in the show?
Go ahead, Nat. I forget.
Yeah, what was
on The Wire?
Yeah, No.
On Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, the daughter.
Oh, Arya Stark?
Yeah. Arya, yeah.
Yeah,
Arya.
She got hot.
Arya, yeah.
Yeah.
She got hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the sister's name was what?
Why am I blanking? I didn't really watch it.
Oh, you didn't?
I mean, I did, but like, I don't know. I only watched three seasons.
We both bailed on. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
The older sister is beautiful. Oh, she just married a Jonas brother.
She's
right?
The redhead. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's not really redhead.
She's
blonde. Sansa.
Yeah,
expecting her first child
with one of the Jonases. Right?
Yeah, he was smart because she probably might have left him. So he signed a lifetime plan. Smart by him, because he wasn't going to be able to keep her, so now he can. Good for him.
Mike, you watch more Game of Thrones than me and Ty did. We both bailed.
No, I watched, we bailed. Yeah, you I watched it recently.
We bailed.
I hung in there, watched the whole thing.
So I put up a Twitter poll, it won't matter, but to let everybody know so you can go to 97.5 The Fanatics and vote on who you think you should win, The Simpsons or Breaking Bad in the final, and we'll obviously have it in the last segment.
Some lucky person will get to choose. Ty, I think you have to blow the horn on a random caller rather than me selecting it.
Okay.
And that person will be selected to name the national champion.
I can't wait.
All right. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. That's 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah, we always tighten up about this time of the show. You got to tighten up this weekend. You're home and spend the weekend. Friday nights and Saturday nights are hard, man, because you're used to doing something, right? Friday nights and Saturday nights have disappeared.
Yeah, it's tough. I would either be working outsiders or be going out. I didn't realize how much I went out on the weekends until these last couple.
Yeah, when you're in on Friday and Saturday night, you feel like you have no life.
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels.
All right. Anyway, NBC Sports Philadelphia following us again. NBA 2K20, Suns versus Sixers.
That would have been the matchup tonight.
Would have been the matchup. So you can check it out on NBA 2K20, and then the Hawks at the Sixers from February 24th game will be on. And on 975 The Fanatic, we're double teaming tonight with Devon Gibbons and Joe Torti. All right, let's go down the home stretch here. Abdul on a cell. What's up, Abdul?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
So I have a couple things. Before I leave, I got a Joel Embiid point that I'd like to make for you if I have the time.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk about The Wire versus Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're both excellent shows. Like, the writing on both was awesome. Like, Game of Thrones is just...
That's not true!
Flesh and blood and this and that. Versus The Wire, I remember that one scene where they were investigating the homicide. And it was just nothing but curse words, after
the
other.
Yeah, all they said was the MF.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
And it was a whole scene. And it had to be done very well to pull that off.
This is why I always like you, Mike, because, you know, we agree on the writing.
Yes.
So,
Now I'm going to tell you, Game of Thrones, I didn't think I was going to like. I thought the production of it was pretty special. You know, the whole aura of it was really done well. So I didn't dislike it. I just happened to prefer The Wire.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I would have voted for The Wire as well. They mm-hmm. both take you, they both have great characters. They both take you places you've never been before. They're mm-hmm. both great shows. Game of Thrones ended horribly. That's why I wouldn't vote for it. I would definitely give it to The Wire, even though season two was trash.
Yeah, okay.
But as far as... I wanted to say about The Wire. Quickly about The Wire. I feel like it's gotten a little bit dated. I asked people to start watching it now.
Oh, you faded out. I don't think it's dated at all. In fact, it reflects the one thing that's never going to change is how inner cities operate with political corruptness and police problems and budgets and education systems in the inner city and all that stuff. I don't think it's dated at all. Vinny in Villanova, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Vinny.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Vinny?
I agree with you. I actually respectfully disagree with that last caller. I think season...
Uh-oh. Vinny, guess what?
What's that?
You have been chosen to select the championship.
Okay.
Well, but give me your point first, and I'll get to it.
Well, my biggest point is that, Tyrone, if you're going to watch it again, I would strongly suggest watching the subtitles. I feel like Mike's against that. I've heard him say before, but...
No, I love subtitles.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do
it. Oh, you do?
Yeah. But the point of the expressive language in The Wire is what makes it brilliant.
Well, you have to
the subtitles would kind of deplete that.
No, because the dialogue is what's important, and... A lot of times you miss a lot of the dialogue.
I don't miss the dialogue. I think the dialogue is pretty clear.
I don't know. I think you'd be surprised if you tried it out. You might see you missed one or two.
I'm not with you at all. But here's your chance to pick the winner.
All right.
This is a big responsibility for you, Vinny. All right, so here we go. The sitcom side, The Simpsons prevailed. The drama side, Breaking Bad prevailed. Who is the champion?
I'm going to have to give it to The Simpsons.
The Simpsons!
Simply because of the longevity. And Skyler is one of the worst characters of any show.
All right, hold on a second. Joe in Deptford. Joe!
That guy's an idiot.
Breaking Bad or The Simpsons?
Idiot.
Breaking Bad or The Simpsons?
Breaking Bad's the greatest show in the history of television.
All right. We got one Breaking Bad, one Simpsons. Spencer and Conshohocken. It's up to you, Spence.
Breaking Bad, easy.
Breaking Bad has won the tournament in a best of three.
Thank God. Thank God. But Mike, I'm going to tell you this, Mike.
What?
I do not know how my favorite show of all time, The Wire, did not win whole thing. There's never been a show ever. I mean,
well, see, here's the thing, Spence. And I know that, and that's okay, and that's what we're going to have to hold on to, because that means we're at a higher level. We're at a higher level than the person that picked Game of Thrones out of The Wire.
The least favorite season of mine came out to be the favorite. Like, season two of The Wire with the docs. Oh my God!
So you would be in a minority when it comes to that. I don't hate it like a lot of people hate it. It's not hateable at all. It's just a different look because season one took you down a completely different avenue, and all of a sudden you're at the docks in season two. But they still brought that avenue into it that you saw in season one. So, well, there you go, Tyrone. Breaking Bad has won it.
Threw a curveball at the end.
Well, listen, I had to go best. There were three calls left. I wanted to be as fair as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know if an animation show should win a field of 64.
I don't think a show that lost three times should win either. Breaking Bad lost three times. It lost to Columbo twice and once to The Simpsons.
Anyway, stay tuned. Devon Gibbons, Joe Torty right here, and NBA 2K, Suns Sixers, followed by Hawks and Sixers. Everybody be safe this weekend. Have a great weekend. Hang out with the family and enter some conversations. Cook, go out in the backyard. Do whatever it is you do. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.